And give it up, guys, for Solo Man.
All right. Thank you very much. Thank you. Well, you're too kind. You're too kind. Anyway, today in the UK, it's very cold. And yes, they're getting some snow up north a bit. So unfortunately for you guys, I'm staying in the warmth and making a couple of videos. Unlucky. And if all you guys out there kind of notice when they do a media story on a femon who's died or whatever, they always make out that she's the victim no matter what the situation is. Men try and connect a man to the death in some way or other. It's kind of amazing how they get these stories. They must put them through a sort of computer thing that actually spins it. Because most of them are all the same, aren't they? You can never get the real truth out of the story. But us guys can read between the lines. Anyway, here's a story you might have heard about or not. Pregnant librarian is shot dead by biker after she intentionally ran into him. And of course, if they find a pregnant woman in the story, they gotta mention that straight away. It's hardly unusual. Femons have got pregnant since time has begun. But it's almost as if as soon as a femon gets pregnant, they have to be put in this special protective place until she has the baby. Anyway, apparently there was an altercation between a femon in a car and a male driving a motorbike. Whatever happened anyway, she intentionally bumped into him with her car and then drove off. I guess the biker guy followed her and called 911. Then the femon drove to her house and then ran inside her house, where if she was really scared and everything, she would have stayed there and called 911 herself. But she escalated the situation by going into the house and getting a gun and then coming back out with pointing a gun at the guy. And I guess the guy had a gun too, because everybody in the United States has one. And as she pointed the gun at him, he just shot her. And unfortunately, she died. But the story still portrays the femon as the victim here, of course. I mean, don't forget she was pregnant. I mean, that trumps everything. Well, I don't know, maybe femon should put a sign on something on their clothes or something saying that they're pregnant. I don't know. But the man had no idea about that at all. He was just trying to protect himself. Now, I don't know what happened before this, but she hit him with her car, so she escalated the situation, and then escalated it again. And if she hadn't done all that, she probably would still be alive today. But they'll probably throw the book at this guy, even though he was just trying to protect himself. I mean, let's assume the guy didn't have a gun. Then what would have happened? Well, she may have shot the guy anyway and killed him, and she would probably have got away with it as self-defense or something. Because he's just a bad man, right? I think the man was doing the right thing. He was calling 911 and telling them the situation and what was happening. Now, I don't know about you guys, but I think this man is self-defense straight down the line. Let's forget about femons and males. If somebody points a gun at you, there's no doubt that you fear for your own life. How does anybody really know that person isn't going to pull the trigger? And this situation escalated, I believe, because the femon believed she was so entitled. But I'm afraid a bullet knows no entitlement. All in all, it's a pretty sad story, really. Anyway, I'll put a link to the story in below, and let me know what you think, guys. Take it easy.
Solo Man has left the building.